You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate. Barriers for Native Americans interested in lucrative tech jobs. I'm David Brancaccio on a Thanksgiving morning. Let's start with a recent report from the KPOR Foundation and the American Indian Science and Engineering Society that looks at indigenous workers in tech. It's a group that is seriously underrepresented in that sector that can pay high wages, and the barriers to entry start early. Marketplace's Savannah Marr reports.
Over the last 4 years, Wyoming Indian High School on the Wind River Reservation has been building a computer science program from scratch. Now, teacher Richard Wynn says his students can earn college credit, professional certifications.
One student has talked to the Marines, and she is planning to go Marine Corps for cybersecurity. Two students in my tech squad have asked for recommendations for colleges because they want to go into computer maintenance.
Wynn says his students are learning skills that set them up for high-paying jobs. And in that sense, this program is filling an important gap. One that exists across the country, says Tiffany Smith, with the American Indian Science and Engineering Society. She co-authored the report.
From what our data showed, only about 59% of Indigenous students attend a school offering a computer science course. And that goes down to a glaring 20% when you're looking at only high schools on reservations.
And the lack of a K-12 foundation makes it hard for Native people to do well in college computer science programs or break into tech professions.
We're really being excluded from one of our country's greatest engines of wealth generation.
Frida McAleer with the KPOR Foundation says that hurts whole tribal economies. She says the solution starts with proper funding for Native-serving public schools, including those run by the Federal Bureau of Indian Education. But she says the tech sector has a role to play, too.
We'd also love to see expanding recruitment to communities with Native talent from tech companies.
Communities like the Wind River Reservation, where teacher Richard Wynn says there's a growing pool of Shoshone and Arapaho coders and programmers and cybersecurity experts.
What we want to see is more tech jobs come into Wyoming.
So that his students don't have to leave their tribal communities to use their skills. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.
We do keep a focus on the pipeline of talent needed to do the jobs of the future. For instance, there's skin in the game, what the video game industry can teach us about careers, the economy, and equity. As part of that, we connected with a nonprofit mentoring program in Oakland, California, to follow a diverse group of students working on skills to gain a foothold in a huge local industry there with a track record of failing to hire people who look like them. On YouTube, our handle, Marketplace APM, will call up our videos. If you know someone interested in breaking in, they might want to watch. You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI?
I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's a speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
What Thanksgiving Day would be complete without new concerns about invasive insects? Today, Asian hornets, Vespa volutina, spreading fast across Europe and threatening honey and fruit production. They used to be confined to Southeast Asia. The BBC's Ashish Sharma has that.
If you have a smoke when you eat, you know?
Iago Roca is one of thousands of beekeepers who's fighting on the front line against the invasion of the Asian hornet, the Vespa volutina. He lives in Galicia, which is where the hornets first arrived here in Spain. And today he's taking me on a tour.
We only go see one of them to see you what they have there.
Oh, wow.
You can see that all that honey, and they have baby bees in the first stay of her life. It's going out the panel.
So many bees on this one.
They are doing that panel.
Iago produces a monoflor honey, which means it comes from just one flower, the chestnut tree. He sells 1 kilo for $11. His potential production annually is 40,000 kilos, but due to various factors, and now increasingly because of the volutina, he produces half that amount.
Do you want me to write it down for you? Or
Julio Macide, professor at Santiago University, has been investigating the economic impact of the volutina in a study called Atlantic Positive.
It is true that beekeepers, they need to invest a lot of effort and money into methods for protecting their apiaries. Between 10% and 20% of the production has to be now invested back into these methods. So probably between 10 and 30 million euros is the yearly cost of Vespa volutina in terms of direct effects on the honeybee production.
Over $30 million annually is a huge amount for the French honey industry. In northern Spain, the amount estimated is over $10 million, with very little support coming from the regional or national government. But the volutina is also a voracious consumer of fruit.
The Vespa volutina is also a very voracious eater of pears and apples and peaches, plums, figs, and many other productions. It's very difficult to estimate the actual economic cost of Vespa volutina because we didn't have data before of the economic costs of the predation by other insects.
The hornets are also not great pollinators, and their destruction of bees and other pollinating insects could, in the long run, affect the diversity of trees and plants in areas like Galicia. But despite their growing threat, beekeepers like Iago Roca are determined to be the first line of defense against this unwanted invader.
The beekeepers, I know them, I work with them, and I know they will fight to the end of the last bee.
In Spain, I'm the BBC's Ashish Sharma for Marketplace.
And this month we drew economic lessons from the history explored in the feature film Killers of the Flower Moon. Next month, we'll learn about inequality and markets from that Eddie Murphy movie from the 1980s, Trading Places. Sign up free for Econ Extra Credit, marketplace.org/newsletters. I'm David Brancaccio with our morning report. We are from APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Jerez, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.